love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am the Wiz, and I'm here today to review the 1978 Hong Kong action comedy Drunken Master, starring Jackie Chan, directed by Yuen Wu-Ping. I mentioned a little bit on the Police Story review how Jackie Chan became an incredibly popular international star, but didn't really become popular in the United States until 1996-97 when Rush Hour came out. But film critics have also been talking about, well before then, how uniquely talented that he was. And not just because of his martial arts prowess, but because of his comedic timing. A lot of comparisons to Charlie Chaplin, Harold Lloyd, Buster Keaton were made on his behalf as well, because he was expertly taking comedy and physical humor and mixing it in a unique way that made him stand out during his time. So let's just get into it. Let's get into the review of Drunken Master, directed by Yuen Wu-Ping. And before that, let's get into the plot. This is a pretty simple plot. Wong Fei-Hung, who's played by Jackie Chan, who's also known as Freddy, is the son of a kung fu master. The problem is that he causes more trouble clowning around than practicing his martial arts and getting better. So his frustrated father enlists the help of his uncle, Beggar So, who is played by Siu Tin Yuen, to use his extreme ways to discipline the boy. And through that discipline, he also teaches Freddy his strange and deadly art, and that is drunken boxing. That's the plot, really. So let's get into my 3 points. And my first point is, this is an immature but funny comedy. The comedy is really dumb in this movie, but it's in the right tone, where you can enjoy the immature sense of humor if you're in that mood for it. There's some sex jokes, there's some farting and poop jokes in here and there in the movie as well. So if you're not into that, I guess can kind of skip it, but I think you're missing out on what is its best thing, which I'll get into my second point right now, which is the expertly done fight choreography. The person that did the fight choreography is legendary. He also did the fight choreography of the Kill Bill movies, The Matrix, Russian Tiger, Hidden Dragon. He is known for really well done fight choreography. And it shows in this too, but what's interesting in this movie is how quaint the setting is, because this movie, it has very few weapons, but it's mostly done hand-to-hand, and the stunts that are done in this movie are really well done, and with precision and speed, like you'd expect with most Jackie Chan movies. If you want to see where this type of fighting kind of started off and got popular in the first place, definitely check out this movie. And my third point, the horrendous dub is the stuff of legends. Oh my god, is the dub terrible in this. But what's strange about the dub in this movie is that, yeah, it's awful. You can instantly tell that the lips and the voice just does not line up. Not only do they not sound right, but the way that they use the dialogue is not done well in the slightest. But what's interesting is, in some parts of the movie, it kind of adds to the humorous charm of the film to not take it so seriously. So it's kind of enjoyable in that way. But if I'm also being honest, it kind of got on my nerves after a certain point in the film. But by that point, the action started to really pick up, and you get to see a lot more of the training montages and more fight scenes and everything. On the one hand, the dub is just terrible, and it's really obvious how bad it is. But on the other, it kind of fits with the rest of the movie. I only know of one place that has gotten the Cantonese version with English subtitles on it, and that is the Eureka Masters of Cinema set. But that is a Region 2 Blu-ray, and I think it's only sold in England. A lot of the film's humor, I think, is done pretty well, despite the dub being horrendous. But I think the humor also is added to how bad the dub is. It's really strange, but I would say still check it out. It's got its weird, unique charm that I think a lot of people who like these martial arts films from this run of time definitely appreciate. So who is this for? I'm going to say this is for someone if you are into silly 70s style martial arts flicks. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. You have the bad dubbing, you have the over-dramatized music, and then you have these weird wind-like sound effects whenever they do any kind of action. And it's charming in its weird way, but in all honesty, it really is for a particular person who likes these movies. If that is something that you're interested in, I would say definitely check this out. See if you like it. Overall, I do recommend Drunken Master. It's fun. It is good, dumb, humorous fun. Great action choreography. The humor is immature, but it can't be taken seriously. Plot doesn't really matter, but then again, it's just for the jokes anyway. But the dub is incredibly bad, and I mean, it is horrendously bad. But it does feel like the movie is well aware of that, so they kind of play into it a little bit, and not taking a lot of what's going on in the movie seriously. If you can handle the horrendous dub and just laugh along with it, I would recommend Drunken Master. It's a fun movie. I enjoyed it. And if you are into Jackie Chan movies, you probably have seen it already, but if you haven't, yeah, definitely check this out. So overall, I recommend Drunken Master. It's a good time. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at imthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. So for Tuesday, the theme of that week is going to be Jack Nicholson films. So I'm going to start with The Last Detail, directed by Hal Ashby. Thursday is the 007 debriefings with The Living Daylights. And on Saturday, I'm going to watch another Jack Nicholson movie that was one of his more popular films when he was younger. And this is the Bob Rafelson 1970 movie, Five Easy Pieces. I have heard this is a really good movie, and I've definitely wanted to see this for a long time. I have the Blu-ray of this in the box set from Criterion. I think it's the BBS Lost and Found set. I've wanted an excuse to crack this open and check it out, so I'm going to definitely do that for this movie. And then the following week, the theme for that week will be Shakespearean adaptations. There are movies that are popular, I think, from when I was younger that are Shakespearean adaptations that people liked. I'm talking about the Baz Luhrmann Romeo and Juliet. 10 Things I Hate About You is a very well-known Shakespearean adaptation. I think another one is O, the one with Josh Hartnett and Mekhi Phifer, I think, and Julia Stiles. That was a pretty decent movie, actually. But I'm going to choose two other ones as well. But if you have suggestions or you want to talk about Shakespearean adaptations, you can email me at zerowizcast@gmail.com. Or if you're watching this on Twitter or you're watching this on YouTube, post in the comment and see if you have a suggestion. So tune in Tuesday while we're reviewing The Last Detail, directed by Hal Ashby. Thursday's the 007 debriefings with Zero, and we review The Living Daylights. And on Saturday, I'll be reviewing Five Easy Pieces, directed by Bob Rafelson. And the next week's theme is Shakespearean adaptations. I am the Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.